An Okotoks school is the latest to join a growing list that have cancelled tobogganing for students during school hours after insurance providers earmarked it as a high-risk activity, alongside pyrotechnics, fireworks and rocketry. Seems a little extreme, but the providers' designations are all supported by historical claim data. However, it's unlikely any serious injury or accident has occurred, or the risk assessment manager of the Foothills School Division said he would have had to file a report. Instead, this new policy, which has garnered a lot of attention from parents and tobogganers alike, is based on an incident that likely happened on a hill similar to this one. A hill with an incline greater than 35 degrees and slope greater than 5 meters in height. Meanwhile, hills with inclines of less than 35 degrees are marked as an amber activity, the stage below red. Amber activities must be reviewed by the principal against the safety guidelines outlined for Alberta schools. Basically, all slopes of a certain angle are being painted with the same brush, but of course everything is situational. The risk assessment should also consider what type of sled the student was using, what the snow conditions were, weather conditions, were they pushed for an extra boost? Did they use any cooking grease on the bottom to increase speed? Were they wearing a helmet, as some schools require? No one wants to see a child get hurt, but no one wants to see children miss out on activities most looked forward to. Perhaps risk assessment should be reviewed on a case-by-case basis in order to identify what additional safety measures are put in place, or allow parents to sign a waiver. Either way, the hill is open to anyone after 4 p.m. No insurance required.